With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
1865, the Nottingham Forest podcast, is proudly sponsored by The Terrace, the home of retro and fan culture sports merchandise. Check out their range of Forest merch by visiting theterracestore.com or visit them on social media.
The 1865 Match Report.
Hello and welcome to the 1865 Match Report. As Forest move into the playoff places for the first time this season with a 2-0 victory at Blackburn Rovers. And what a win it was as well at Ewood Park. Goals from James Garner and a late penalty from Brennan Johnson, giving Forest all 3 points and a crucial win, which now moves us into the top six of the championship. Keenan Davis, I would say, was man of the match tonight, and he played a huge role in getting Forest on their way to these 3 points with a brilliant individual piece of skill for the first goal, initially to turn away from three Blackburn defenders, carry the ball a good 30 yards. And even when he was brought down, he just carried on, got back up again and fed the ball into Garner, who took it beautifully and rolled it into the bottom corner to give Forest, a deserved lead. They were just getting on top at that point, and that was a really good goal. Nicely worked and brilliant from Keenan Davis, who was Forest's real standout player on the night. And the second goal late on, Sam Surridge turned away from Jan-Paul van Heck, the Blackburn defender, down the left-hand side, battled his way into the penalty area where van Heck brought him down. And Brennan Johnson, in the absence of Lewis Graben, was the man who stepped up, and he made no mistake rifling into the roof of the net down the middle to give Forest the 2-0 victory. I'm joined by Tom to look back on the game, and we'll start actually, Tom, with the team news. The side that Steve Cooper picked had one change from the FA Cup win over Leicester, and that was Jack Colback coming in for Philip Zinkernagel. So we lined up with that, what looked like a 3-4-2-1. So Worrell, Cook and McKenna at the back. Across the middle, Spence, Yates, Colback and Lowe, with Garner playing in that number 10 role, and then Brennan Johnson just floating behind Keenan Davis. I suppose there was no real need to make too many changes after such a good win on the weekend. But when you looked at that team, Tom, did you think that that was the right kind of personnel to go up to Blackburn and try and get a result?
Yeah, I did. Games like this against Blackburn, they're never easy, and it's always a difficult place to go to up in Lancashire on a, well, don't want to come out with all the cliches, but on a wet night in Lancashire. But Jack Colback is the perfect player you need in a match like this. He was everywhere tonight. Putting his boot in, winning challenges, and he was just, along with the other 10 players, Jack Colback was brilliant tonight, and he's just the type of player that you need in games like this. Probably Zinchenko's probably felt a bit disappointed that he wasn't in the side, but for the good of the team, I think it was a perfect move to put him on the bench and probably save him for the home game on Saturday because he didn't come on. And then, yeah, Jack Colback had, like I said, a brilliant game. And, yeah, but they all played well tonight. It was a really top performance by the lads.
It's a good dilemma for Steve Cooper to have, isn't it, when you've got so many midfielders and so many players in the team as a whole who are just performing well. So it doesn't really matter who comes in for who. You're fairly confident that the players are going to perform and Forest stand a chance of getting a result. The game was actually, I thought, a very good game overall. Just before we came on, we were talking about it being a really good advert for Championship football, and you felt it kind of had a bit of everything, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, Tony Mowbray side, who they've been pretty decent this season, and they had like there was a lot of intensity in the game from both sides, and there was a lot of like niggly challenges, but it was end to end. There was a red card in it. Forrest thankfully got a couple of goals on the night, and yeah, I just thought it was just a brilliant advert for the Championship. I mean, they had a few half chances, but you wouldn't say Bruce Samba was absolutely troubled, to be honest. And if any neutrals did pick the game on the red button tonight, they would have picked a decent game because, like I said, it was a brilliant game from both sides.
Yeah, it was played at a good tempo. Both teams committed, and there were some real flashes of quality on show as well. Keenan Davis is already looking like an indispensable member of this team. The way he's come in over the last couple of games and taken on that striking role, particularly now with Grabenhout injured for 2 months, there's even more responsibility on his shoulders. But tonight, he put in an outstanding example of centre-forward play, I thought.
Yeah, and I mean, when he come in, no disrespect to Keenan Davis, but his goal-scoring record isn't fantastic. And we always thought, well, we're losing Grabenhout, who scored what 12, 13 goals this season, and it's big shoes to fill. And he's come in, and like tonight, he's got past three players, and he's opened up the opportunity for James Garner to slot it in. And even though if Keenan Davis doesn't score, he's opening the spaces up for like the likes of Garner, because he's playing in a more advanced role at the moment, and Johnson, and even the fullbacks and everything. So, yeah, Keenan Davis, he just basically hammers his opponents into the ground all game. He's absolutely relentless, and with how he plays and everything, I think he's just a massive asset. And we've always had played against strikers like him, but we've never had a striker like that playing for us. And it's made a huge difference since he's come through the door in early January.
And Blackburn just couldn't handle him, could they? Picking the ball up, driving forward and bringing the Forest team upfield with him. Brilliant to see. And Blackburn had no choice but to basically haul him down and foul him in any way possible, which they did on quite a few occasions, didn't they?
Yeah, Joe Rothwell, he got on the right... Well, Davis got on the wrong side of him and he had no option tackling. And it was, to be honest, it was a pretty disgusting challenge because he made no attempt to get the ball in, just absolutely cynical. And I think that challenge was worse than the actual sending off. Bearing in mind, I've only seen the sending off challenge once, but no, I thought that was a really poor challenge from Rothwell. And we've been on the receiving end of a couple of them already this season with like Lewis Grabbing going off injured at Cardiff. And I just thought when Keenan Davis went down, I thought, oh, here we go, not again, kind of thing. But thankfully, he soldiered on. And but I just thought there's some really iffy challenges tonight. But I think when you got a team like that playing with that much intensity, it's and how the game panned out, I think it was always going to be inevitable that there was going to be a few tasty challenges because they've got aspirations of where we want to be and vice versa. And that's probably why it made it a really good advert for the Championship.
And you saw Forest giving a little bit back as well, didn't you? They weren't afraid to get stuck in and almost stand up to some of that Blackburn physicality. I mean, the moment in the second half where Garner hauls down one of their players after a bit of a coming together, I think it was Lewis Travis. Garner gets booked and, yeah, he probably shouldn't be retaliating like that. But at least Forest on the night were prepared to stand up and face that that kind of onslaught that Blackburn were going to throw at them.
Yeah, and that's been the criticism over the last few years when we played physical teams like your Millwalls, etc., and Blackburns. And in recent seasons, we've gone to those places and basically just rolled over. So, yeah, when we played Millwall earlier in the season, these are the Bristol City, these are the grounds where we've got nothing out of them in previous seasons. And this season, Steve Cooper seems to be like he's put this a lot of steel into this side, and the will fight till the bitter end. And there is a bit of, well, there's a lot of fight in there. And we're turning up and actually gearing up for a battle now. And that's been unheard of in recent seasons.
And on the first goal, it was good to see James Garner scoring that one. Where he's been playing in this more of a number 10 role, he's not been afraid to get forward in that position and contribute to the attack. And he got on the end of the ball from Keenan Davis tonight and scored the goal. And he took that one well, didn't he, in the circumstances?
Yeah, he's got that bit of class. And every time we've seen him on the ball, he shows that he can do something with it. And it's not just a matter of like playing like a five-yard pass. He has got something there, which he showed tonight, where he's basically put the Blackburn defender on his backside and just coolly slotted it in the corner. So, and I think it's really worked out for Forrest playing in an advanced role, because since Shao Carvalho left, and obviously he's been lacking form when he actually has played, and it's nice that instead of going out and getting someone, we've already had somebody there in James Garner who's playing in that advanced role, and he's getting on the ball and he has got that bit of composure, and you can tell that he's been educated at a top football team like Man United. So, and it's worked out with like having the battlers behind him in terms of Ryan Yates and Colback, who can give him the ball, and he finds that pocket of space. And yeah, I think he's really class act at the moment, and I think he's playing better than he was when we had him last season under Chris Hughton.
Yeah, and we thought he was good last season under Hughton, but this is next level from him now. He really is becoming a proper general in that midfield, and showing, like you say, his class and his worth to the team. So Forest were a goal up at the break, and then early in the second half, Blackburn go down to 10 men. Darragh Lenehan brings down Jack Colback. It was a nasty-looking challenge at first with studs showing, and that was his second yellow card of the game. So Blackburn are down to 10 men, and it felt at that point like this could be a real opportunity for Forest, given, of course, that Blackburn were in the automatic promotion places. So it did feel at that point like a real opportunity to go and get this win at their place. But after Blackburn go down to 10 men, they started throwing everything at Forest, didn't they? Pushed higher up the pitch and began to press Forest more, and almost caused a few scares at the back. A few passes that were nearly intercepted, and a few hairy moments, Tom.
Yeah, I think it was they had nothing to lose then, because there were already a goal down and a man down. So, like you said, they just threw everything at it, and they really dug in, and they really got at Forrest, and they wouldn't let him out when we tried to play it out from the back. But Forrest, thankfully, they got through that iffy period. And then, obviously, towards the end of the game, they did get the penalty after great work from Sam Surridge, who should have, 5 minutes earlier, should have squared it to Brennan Johnson. It would have probably been, it would have been a goal and 2-0, but it didn't happen. And thankfully, he did get that penalty, and Brennan stuck it away for, I think it's his ninth goal of the season now. So, yeah, Forrest did really well to ride that storm out, to be honest, because their Blackburn's intensity levels really went through the roof at that point, I thought.
Yeah, and the game was becoming very end-to-end as well. Surridge came on 70 minutes for Keenan Davis, who'd basically run himself into the ground. And Surridge came on, and this is only his second appearance in a Forest shirt, having come off the bench also against Leicester. And you mentioned there his role in the goal, the second goal, winning the penalty. But I thought Surridge came on and showed some good touches, good movement, and he proved to be a real handful. And it was good to be able to continue the intensity that Keenan Davis was giving us. It was, in some ways, a like-for-like change.
Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say like-for-like change, because when he was like up against his mark, he can hold the ball up, and he has got a bit of pace about him, and he can get past the man. And when he come on against Leicester, he did put himself around quite a bit, and then tonight he's done the same thing. So when Davis come on, like I said, he just carried on with where Davis left his performance on pitch, really. So yeah, I think he's desperate to score a goal, isn't he? It showed that he probably a couple of occasions that he was a bit greedy not squaring it to Johnson, and I think with a bit more composure he only needed to square it to James Garner on the other occasion. So I think once he gets his goal, he just needs to settle down, and I think he will be a decent asset for us, because when he has come on, he has shown that bit of quality, and hopefully he can carry on in the remaining months of the season.
He's shown a good level of confidence early on, hasn't he, as well? He's come in and seems to have a belief in what he can offer this Forest team, the way he was beating players tonight and looking to try and get that first goal as well. And yeah, he probably should have squared that one for Johnson. There was another incident, the one where he cuts inside and he blazes it high and wide, but it's encouraging that he's prepared to look for goal and try and get that first goal. And I think when he does, like you say, he'll settle down and more goals will follow in a similar way to what we've seen with Keenan Davis. The big chance I think that he had, though, not long after he came on, the one that initially was Brennan Johnson having a shot on goal. Kaminski saves it. It comes out to Surridge and he gets himself into a position where he can have a shot, but it just goes across the face of goal. Garner's coming in at the back post and can't quite connect on it. But that was an example there of a big chance. This at 1-0 as well, that went begging for Forest. And there were a few of those, weren't there, where you're almost fearing that we could get punished if we don't get that second.
Yeah, and I think that was basically the rhetoric on Twitter, where a lot of fans were like saying Forest needed this second goal because of the amount of like missed chances where we haven't scored. We didn't want it to come back to haunt us. And I even said on our WhatsApp group that I just hope it doesn't come back to haunt us. So I was with loads of us in thinking that. So, but no, thankfully, we kept a clean sheet and then got the penalty to make it 2-0 and made the last 7 minutes or so a bit more comfortable for us.
And a word for the Forest defenders, who I thought were excellent again tonight. A couple of incidents in particular. Scott McKenna, he made a brilliant diving block at 1-0 to deny Gallagher when it looked as if he had a clear strike on goal. McKenna slides across and stops at one going in the net. And Steve Cook as well also made a vital block at the end of the first half to preserve Forest's lead. And that three of McKenna, Cook and Waugh is just solid, isn't it?
Yeah, I think pound for pound, I think it's, from what I've seen this season, that is the best partnership, well, trio of partnership that in the Championship in my eyes. I think they're absolutely brilliant. If one doesn't get a block in, the other one's there to put a block in. And to be honest, we all know how good McKenna's playing, but still, I don't think he gets the plaudits what he deserves within our fan base. I think since he walked through the door from Aberdeen, he's been Mr. Consistent, and honestly, he's probably one of the best defenders we've bought in the last 20, 30 years. I think he's that good. He just, like, when you need him there, he's there, and he can play a bit as well. He's not, I think he will know that he's not the most quickest, not one of the most quickest defenders out there, but he's got that bit of class when he is on the ball. He can pick a pass and he's Mr. Consistent, and it's been absolutely brilliant for us this season.
I think everybody played their part in the win tonight. Lowen Spence, in particular, just worked so hard down the flanks, offering support going both ways. Even though it's probably one of Jed Spencer's more quieter games by his standards, he was still involved and working hard to do his bit for the team. And on the opposite side as well, Max Lowe got in some crucial tackles and just helped Forest to to get forward when playing the ball through nicely to get Forest back on the attack when they did turn the ball over.
Yeah, and another thing, every single player in that side is in tune to exactly what Steve Cooper wants, hence the upturn in results and performances since he walked through the door. I mean, everybody knows what's expected of them, and we haven't had that from a Forest side in, you know, like, as a collective, they've not done that. You might get a couple, two or three players who individually have been decent and we've managed to get wins, but every single player is in tune with what Steve Cooper wants. And is it, like I said a couple of weeks ago, it's a very happy place. And it's just nice that you can't wait for the next game to come, because in recent seasons, it's been a chore to actually watch Forest. But it's like when you got fixtures coming, it's like, oh, when's the tickets coming out? Who we got next? And everything. And it's just a really happy place. And we haven't had that. I don't know where this season's going to take us into. I sincerely hope it's the playoffs, with how much work with Steve Cooper and the players have put in since he joined in September. But it's just put a massive foundation in place of where we can go in future seasons. And like I says, I just sincerely hope it's the playoffs, because I think the whole club deserves a bit of success and a bit of... just like walking into the city and things like that, it just gives everybody a lift. And I think everybody in the city needs that.
Yeah, and I think Cooper, he's so in tune with how the fans are feeling, what they want from the team. And again, the whole city as well. And just this, it does feel like there is something building here that really could be special. What I liked about the win tonight was that the performance levels didn't drop from the Leicester Cup game, with that being such an emotional match and the adrenaline and the energy put into it. Forest came into this game and just maintained those levels of performance, which was great to see.
Yeah, definitely. But going back on the last bit we mentioned about the city and everything, Darren Fletcher mentioned it on the Garibaldi Red podcast on Monday. And he says Steve Cooper gets it. He gets the club. And you get certain managers coming in and they try and change the culture and they don't like this about the club or that about it. But he embraces it. He feels privileged that he actually wants to be Nottingham Forest manager. And he was on the Football Social on Friday night on Five Live. And the good thing about it and the really touching thing is he doesn't want to let anybody down. And that is massive. I mean, you get some managers who they never connect with the fan base. There's always that disconnect, but he just gets it in every single box he's ticking at the moment. And I just think he's absolutely brilliant. So,
listening to Cooper on Radio Nottingham tonight, he was ever the perfectionist. He was saying that in that second half, we could have ran away with it and scored three or four goals had we shown the composure and the technique that we did for the first goal from Garner. But one thing that he went on to say, which I really liked, and I think again just shows how he gets it and how in tune he is with being Forest manager and being at the club, he said that he put it to the team that Forest haven't beaten a side in the top three for 2 years. And in his words, he said, we've got to start getting over those hurdles. And I thought to come out with a stat like that in a post-match interview and put that to the players just shows, these are stats from before he was even associated with the club. Just shows how much he gets it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of managers are like, oh, I don't want to comment on what's gone before. And he's like, he's coming out with these stats to identify what's gone wrong in recent seasons so he can fix it. He mentioned it a couple of weeks ago regarding the... he wasn't even here. And he was manager at Swansea, I think, at the time. And he mentioned about the Charlton game after the Leeds game. And for somebody like that, it's so refreshing. And, I mean, it's getting to the point where we're in awe of him. Every single interview, every single soundbite he comes out with, you just like... I don't want to put him in like the category of Brian Clough, but at the moment, for managers, what in compared to what we've had in recent times, is box office. You can't wait for him to actually say what he's going to say. And he's so refreshing, so honest. And another good thing about him, he's never satisfied. But like I said, he's just brilliant. He really is. So we'll just have to see where we'll go this season.
And now we'll hear the Blackburn perspective on the game. And we are joined by Ryan Hildred from Rovers Chat. Over to Ryan.
Hi there, it's Ryan Hildred from the Rovers Chat YouTube channel, just giving my thoughts on the Rovers Forest game tonight from a Rovers perspective. I think most Rovers fans expected a really confident and capable Forest side to rock up at Ewood Park tonight with how Steve Cooper's got you playing and obviously the swagger that's backing your side and certainly at the City Ground at home. And that's what we saw, didn't we? You certainly started the game pretty well. I thought Rovers were sloppy defensively, you know, a few loose balls coming out from the back, and certainly in attack, you know, we weren't quite making it stick in the first 15, 20 minutes or so. But from the Rovers perspective, big turning point for us was the John Buckley chance missed. You know, with us not really firing on all cylinders at the moment, in an attacking sense, you know, we've got to take our big chances, and it's a sitter from John Buckley. You know, he should score, and this is a Rovers side that unfortunately does need to go 1-0 up invariably in games. We've only come from behind once this season, so the first goal was always going to be important tonight, and that was a huge chance that John Buckley missed. And lo and behold, Forest obviously then go and score not long after that. Thought it was really good play from Keenan Davis. I thought he caused us loads of problems in that first half. He's way more mobile than I gave him credit for before the game. You know, reminded me of Lukaku, really, with how he played tonight. But obviously really drove forward. I thought a bit loose from us. I thought we had an opportunity to, you know, maybe get a tackle in or whatever. But brilliant play from James Garner, you know, really composed. And he's obviously put the finish in. And thought Rovers for the rest of that first half were really weak, not looking a threat to Forest. And then second half, I thought we came out really well. Looked like we'd had a good team talk. And indeed, Sam Gallagher was about to come on. And then obviously a stupid tackle from Daryl Lenihan, really, when you're on a yellow card, deserved second yellow. And we're fearing the worst as Rovers fans. You know, 10 men against this confident Forest side, you know, we were thinking we might get a beating. But, you know, I know that Forest maybe sat back a little bit and said, OK, come and break us down, Rovers. But I thought we showed a lot of fight, a lot of desire, a lot of grit, and looked like we maybe could nick a goal and get back into the game. But, you know, we did always look liable and exposed on that break. We just had to accept that. You know, Tony Mowbray was making attacking changes with Dolan and Ryan Hedges as well, rather than defensive ones. So we were always going to be vulnerable to that break. And obviously Forrest could have wrapped the game up on the round, you know, the 70-minute mark when I think Johnson's fired it across the box. And, you know, we're hanging on in there. You're thinking it's a championship game of football. It just takes one half chance, one corner, one set piece. And can we scab a 1-1 draw? But obviously, no, it didn't happen. It was good play from Sam Surridge and obviously definite penalty for Forrest to wrap the game up. So, yeah, I was really impressed with Forrest. You played exactly like I thought you were going to. Really solid, tough to break down, tough for us to really get any attacking play going. But I thought Rovers did well in the second half. You know, we've got a midfield two in Rothwell and Travis, who I think, you know, more than made up for being a man down in that midfield area and did really well. And maybe on another night, we would have scabbed a 1-1 draw, as I say. But I think, you know, Forest ultimately deserved the win and are looking good and confident for the playoffs. But from our perspective, we're not going to panic. You know, we're still in the top six. A couple of other results went for us tonight. So we've just got to get through this little tough February period that we've got with the teams that we're playing and see if we can pick up a result away at West Brom soon or away at Sheffield United or indeed home to QPR. If we can pick up a couple of results in there, you know, Rovers will be back and smiling. So, yeah, Fort Forest were good value for the win. Looking good for the top six, playing really confident and playing with lots of swagger. Safe journey back to all the Forest fans.
Thanks, Ryan. So coming back on to Steve Cooper then, and to take Forest from the bottom of the table and in the doldrums at the beginning of the season to now being in the top six with still 15 or so games to play is a tremendous achievement. And long may this continue, because there really could be something special for us at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a home game against Stoke. It's not going to be an easy game. We all know that. But if we get 3 points there and put on a bit of like a really good performance against Bournemouth next Friday, and I mean, we're 9 points off second at the moment, and I think Steve Cooper, actually, I think it's doable. with how many points and games there's remaining, it is doable. And yeah, that Bournemouth game, if you can get 3 points there, it's, and with how it's gone and everything, it's just like, it's nice to be in the Premier in the playoffs, and we want to stay there, but we've got nothing to lose really because of where we was earlier in the season. So, but yeah, it's just one of those, isn't it? And just enjoy it at the moment.
Next up for Forest, then, it's another team with promotion aspirations in Stoke City. It's a home game, which hopefully will give us that little bit of an advantage. But what are you expecting from the Stoke game, Tom? Because it does feel now we're entering a phase of matches that really could define Forest's season. And we're in the middle of that right now.
It's going to be a hard game against Stoke. They're notorious of putting up a bit of a fight, and they've got some players who can actually play. And Michael O'Neill will get his players up for the game, etc. But there seem to be one of those funny sides where you half expect them to be top six for the last couple of seasons, but they're just like, I don't know if it's the right thing to say, but they're just lacking something in terms of levels of consistency. I think they're 11th in the league at the moment. And when you do play, and they have got a lot of dangerous players, but they're below us. So it's going to be a hard game. We all know that. But yeah, I've got full faith in the players and Steve Cooper of getting a result against Stoke on Saturday.
And after the results this week, I think there's every reason to feel confident going into that Stoke game that we can keep this momentum going, because now we're in the playoffs. We're going to want to try and maintain that place. I know there's an argument to just enjoy it for now, and that's probably wise, because there's every chance that come 5 p.m. Saturday, we could be back down in 9 or 10th again, because it is so tight in those sort of positions between 4th and 10th.
And the key word there is momentum, and that is what's going to get you into the top six playoff position, or even better, second place. I think Fulham have gone at this point in terms of their head and shoulders above everybody. If Forest win on Saturday, then get something, hopefully a win against Bournemouth next Friday, it just closes that gap yet again. And basically, Bournemouth will be looking over the shoulder with us coming up and we're having that momentum and everything, then that what usually gets you cemented into the top six when you go on a run at this stage of the season.
And it promises to be an exciting week. And who knows, Forest might well cement a place in the top six. And that would be nice, wouldn't it? Thanks, Tom. And we'll be back with you on the weekend with our match report from the Stoke game. Until then, thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.